Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The longevity and healthcare opportunity has not seen the same stock market traction as AI and power and resources over the last year. This presents an opportunity. And Friday was a good reminder that healthcare is a key ingredient to a diversified portfolio. The healthcare sector was up 0.6%, while the S&P was down 2.6%. And Friday is not an isolated data point. It is consistent with healthcare's role as a source of ballast within portfolios. Over the last year, the healthcare sector outperformed the S&P on 85% of the days when the S&P was down 1% or more. But healthcare is not only a defensive play. The pharma sector, which makes up a third of healthcare, has upside that is underappreciated in our view. The sector is rapidly moving to innovation-driven growth. One data point supporting this thesis is that U.S. pharma has outperformed the MAG 7 so far this year. Let's start with obesity or GLP-1 drugs. GLP-1 drugs may be creating one of the largest new drug markets in pharmaceutical history. And moreover, they shift the paradigm in healthcare from treating the consequences to treating the root cause of diseases. What started as a treatment for type 2 diabetes has evolved into a global market with the potential to exceed $100 billion in revenues by 2030. What is compelling from an investment standpoint is that GLP-1s aren't just about weight loss, but can potentially treat many other conditions. Research confirmed last year that GLP-1 medicines improve outcomes in people with cardiovascular, kidney, liver, arthritis, and sleep apnea disorders. And some of these benefits occur independently of weight loss itself. In short, GLP-1 drugs are evolving from diabetes and obesity treatments into a systemic metabolic therapy platform, potentially even addressing neurological and behavioral diseases. This year also marks the start of a second wave of oral GLP-1 drugs. The oral pill format is accelerating adoption compared to previous injectable GLP-1 launches and expands the addressable population that is sized at 1 billion obese adults globally. There are risk factors such as broad Medicare coverage and competitive dynamics, especially the risk of generic competition when patents expire. But more indications and higher adoption are two powerful forces that are poised to increase the GLP-1 market over time. Beyond GLP-1s, the second pillars of the bull case are the technological changes in how drugs are discovered. Historically, bringing a single drug to market took over a decade and cost upwards of $2 billion. The failure rate in clinical trials has been agonizingly high. This paradigm is now shifting. We are seeing a powerful convergence of artificial intelligence and advanced genomics. Pharma companies are now using AI to screen billions of chemical compounds in days rather than years. And AI is helping scientists predict how molecules will behave, which significantly lowers the failure rate in early stage trials. As an investor, this means shorter development cycles, lower R&D costs, and a much higher return on invested capital. We are moving towards an efficient, data-driven pipeline model where companies can fail fast, pivot quickly, and scale successful therapies at a fraction of the traditional cost. Third, the structural changes of the global population provide a further tailwind. By 2030, 1 in 6 people worldwide will be aged 60 and over. An aging population creates an expanding, inelastic demand for advanced therapies. The key investment takeaway? Having healthcare in a portfolio is a way to play defense while positioning for offense. It is a sector experiencing a technological upgrade backed by generational GLP-1 drugs and an aging global demographic. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.